KCII Football Friday preview show continues. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Sigourney Chiodo senior football player Brady Dua. Brady, congratulations. Thanks for coming on this week.
Hey, thanks for selecting me. Thanks for having me on.
Brady, the team's off to a terrific 2-0 start on the young season. A couple big games. Let's actually travel back a couple weeks ago with the opener against Mid Prairie. That was a hard-fought victory, 27-21. Specifically on opening night, Brady, what was working for your team?
You know, they were some big guys up front. They were a super physical team, and we knew going into that game it was going to be a battle. They kind of gave us the middle. So we ran a lot with Cade Mullinex right up the middle. And, you know, we worked our edge stuff when we could, just a little bit of everything. We worked really good as a team offensively, defensively, and special teams was great for us. So, you know, a combination of all three things along with some hard work and just a great battle, we ended out on top.
Mm-hmm. You know, last week you had a big 48-14 win over Union. Unique week for sure for you guys. Couple days you were preparing for Eddyville Blakesburg. They had to cancel, and you had less than 48 hours to prepare for Union. What was that like, Brady?
That was a crazy week. You know, we were Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we were Eddyville prep, and then all of a sudden, with about 20 minutes left in practice, Sigourney Athletic Director Lee Crawford came out, let us know that, hey, Eddyville can't play. Get ready to prep for another school. So we jumped right in to some five wide stuff. You know, we didn't really have an idea of who it was going to be, but we knew that we'd have to work on everything. That night, our coaches got film out for us to watch. So we all got on film. You know, we were texting in our group chats, letting everybody know what we saw for keys, big players that we needed to stop. And, you know, I really credit our entire team for getting on film, being active, and being ready for the change.
Mm-hmm. Well, the offense put up the normal numbers, but your defense came to work as well, only gave up 14 points. You know, you're a key cog in that defense, a couple interceptions for yourself. So what was working on that side last week?
You know, defensively, our guys up front and our edge guys, Jack Clarahan and Wyatt Searing, both did a great job stopping sweeps. That was something that we saw in the film that Union loved to do. They wanted to hit the edge, and they wanted to run with their guys. And I credit Jack and Wyatt both. I mean, they played great games on the edge. They were able to make some big tackles. And then back seven, we were in the right place at the right time. You know, I got one tip to me for an interception, and then I made a play on another ball. So right place at the right time. But, yeah, big credit up front. You know, they shut the run game down and made Union have to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm. Last year, Brady, you were a big part of the team. Cruised through the first eight games of the season and then was tripped up in week nine against Meepo and left out of the playoffs. How has that motivated this team here in 2020?
We all knew coming into this season we had a chip on our shoulder, and at the same time we have a target on our backs. You know, we went 8-0 for eight games last year, ended up dropping one to Mediapolis, and we felt like we deserved to be in anyways. Mathematically, it didn't quite work out for us, but, you know, going into the offseason, everybody put in a ton of work. Our guys never fell off, didn't miss a beat. Even though we graduated a lot of big key guys for us, we came back, we felt like we reloaded, and we're doing what we have to do to be successful this year.
Scenario for you. As I mentioned, you're a big defensive back for the Cobras. Brady Dua, the defensive back versus Brady Dua, the receiver, one-on-one, who's winning?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm gonna have to give it to the receiver, I guess.
Okay.
You know, I really like playing both spots, but I think the receiver is going to win in a jump ball there.
If this team is going to go far in the playoffs, what's a key or two?
I would say just building team bonding. You know, last year we were a super close team, and our team camps helped with that. You know, we built trust, and that's something that we needed to work on a little bit this year. Being able to trust, you know, the man beside you to physically beat the man across from you. That's what we need, and we're working towards that, and it's looking really good for us right now.
How would you describe yourself as a leader here in your senior campaign?
I love being out there for the guys, you know, pregame, whether it's pregame, post-practice, anytime, you know, I'm always trying to get everybody motivated. And this year was tough. You know, we didn't have the team camps, so I didn't really get to know the young guys as much as I did last year. Last year, it was hard to tell who was in what class. You know, everybody bonded so well. But this year we had to pull everybody together in a short amount of time. And I think just in practice, you know, there's times if a sophomore makes a big play, I'll go out there and shoulder bump with him or just do something, get everybody excited to be out there, and that's how it should be. Mm-hmm.
Something I'm always fascinated with is the dynamic with Sigourney and Kyoto with football. You hail at Kyoto. You know, in some sports, some of your teammates that you are in football, you're going against in other sports. So how is that dynamic?
It's weird, honestly. You know, a lot of people would look at us and think, man, maybe those two schools don't really get along together. But I think we are probably the closest football team in the state. You know, we really credit ourselves for being close, and we're still working to get even more together. In the other sports, we're kind of rivals, you know. We go back and forth in baseball and basketball, and, you know, it's always fun playing against each other. But, man, when we get on the field, it's something special.
Well, when graduation comes in several months from now, have you decided what you want to do in the future?
As far as where I want to go, no. But I am looking at majoring in physical therapy and continuing to play football somewhere. I haven't just figured out where yet.
Mm-hmm. Why is PT of interest to you?
You know, it's something that really came on in this last year. For a while, I was looking at a mathematic field. In recent times, you know, I figured I work better with people than numbers at times. And, you know, physical therapy allowing me to stay active, work with other athletes, you know, that's just something that I would love to do.
Last question before I let you go here, Brady. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Typically in pregame, you know, we do our team stretches. I got to get out there, run some routes. And this year, since I took on the punter role, you know, I got to get my leg loose punting some. But really just getting out there, getting the blood flowing, get the butterflies out. That's really my pregame routine.
Well, Brady, it's great to have you on. Congratulations and best of luck against L&M.
Thank you. Go Cobras.
That's Brady Dua, a senior on this year's Sigourney Kyoto football team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Brady already has 3 interceptions on the young year and has been a big part of their ground game offensively. Let's step aside. We'll close things out on today's show right after this on AIM.FM KCII.